USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We want to thank all of the brave fighters. We want to thank these incredible people, the first responders, service members who are racing to the extreme peril, really, of their lives and extreme danger.
President Trump spending part of his day in California taking a look at some of the damage from the wildfires. The president also in Phoenix, Arizona, participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on the trajectory of Hurricane Sally.
With sustained winds between 85 and 90 miles an hour hitting Biloxi, Mississippi. Obviously with the slowing of the storm, that is concerning. The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal, and I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Pfizer's chief executive officer is taking an optimistic tone regarding whether a coronavirus vaccine will be effective by the end of the year. He thinks it can be even sooner.
I don't know if they have to wait until 2021 because, as I said, our studies, we have a good chance that we will know if the product works by the end of October. And then, of course, it is regulators' job to issue license or not.
Albert Bourla speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Vice President Mike Pence is bringing the Trump administration's law and order message to Janesville, Wisconsin.
4 more years means more support for our police.
The Vice President telling supporters the administration will always support law enforcement and won't ever defund the police. A federal judge ruled on Monday that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and Secretary of Health Rachel Devine's coronavirus shutdown orders were unconstitutional per the First and 14th Amendments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The attempted murder of two Los Angeles County sheriff's deputies in an apparent ambush prompted a manhunt for the shooter, and Black Lives Matter protesters outside the hospital saying that they hope the two police officers die. The deputies remain in critical condition. Former NYPD police officer and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino telling Fox News,
"What are you protesting for by sitting outside of a hospital hoping police officers shot for the act of putting a badge on, nearly killed one who has a six-year-old child? Can you please explain to me what you're protesting?" The answer is you're not protesting. You're nihilists. They want destruction. They want you dead. How do you negotiate with these people, Steve? They're negotiating for what? Police reform? What's police reform? What's the police reform you're negotiating for? Dead police officers? That's what you want. Because that's what you were screaming for outside the hospital. And we're supposed to take these people seriously?
It's time to rejoice if you're an old school video game player, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 80s, the updated version of the Game and Watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with the update, they can now play three, Super Mario Brothers, Ball, and Super Mario Brothers, The Lost Levels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.